Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
If Brady is going to call these games and become an owner of the Raiders,
live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles,
he's not allowed to set foot in someone else's facility, to talk to anybody on the teams. He is not allowed to be part of any of these broadcast meetings at all.
Earlier on the show, Chiefs center Creed Humphrey, Rams running back Kyren Williams, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Still to come, Rams running back Blake Corum. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is live on the air here on the Roku Sports Channel. This Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, TuneIn, and more. And if you missed anything over the last 2 hours, there's our podcast. It's a nice backstop. All 3 hours you can listen to thanks to the Cumulus Podcast Network. There's also our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Phone lines are lit. Don't worry. We're going to try and do our best to work through that before we get out of Dodge and into our Labor Day weekend at the end of this hour. And what's more likely on Friday? And we predict the AFC East. So we got lots to get to, including our guest right here, truly one of my favorite players in the history of University of Michigan football, and I've been following since I was a freshman on the campus in 1986 when my first quarterback was Jim Harbaugh. And he is here as part of the Los Angeles Rams organization right now. One of my favorites, a national champion, Blake Corum. Great to see you, Blake. How are you?
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Seriously, man. I say it all the time, just the way you go about your business and the way you handled your business. You're one of my favorites, dude.
It means a lot, man. It's truly an honor.
It is the truth. How are you ready for this NFL season? What are you thinking right now?
I can't wait. You know, we've been in camp since over a month now. You know, it's time to play a game.
Right.
You know, it's time to play a game. So, you know, I'm super excited. You know, just trying to take it a day at a time. You know, enjoy the moment.
Understood.
But I can't wait for next Sunday.
We had your running back mate, Kyren Williams, on in hour number two. I know he's returning punts. What can you tell me about your expectation of the number of touches you might have in a game right
now?
You know,
I'm not really sure. You know, I'm not really sure. I know I've had a good camp, and, you know, Kyren's a phenomenal back.
Yes.
You know, so we could, you know, just feed off each other, you know, anything to help the team. You know, I don't know how many carries I get, maybe 5, maybe 10, maybe more. You know, I don't know, but I'll be ready.
No,
you know,
I'm sure
whenever the number's called.
And I know it's a difficult question to ask a rookie, but you are somebody who's used to, you know, getting a ton of touches
getting
stronger as the game goes on. How are you adjusting to not knowing how many touches you might get?
I kind of go back to when Hassan Haskins, you know, was at Michigan, and I was kind of getting maybe 5 carries or maybe 10 carries a game, but I was making it do. You know, I was still going for, you know, 100 yards and 85 yards, I think against Ohio State, 5 for 85 or something like that.
Something like that.
You know, something like that. So, you know, you just, when your opportunities, when your number's called, you got to make the best of your opportunities and, you know, just do what you do.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to get in a game with Hassan Haskins constantly hitting his head against the goalpost against Ohio State as he did. By the way, did you see Harbaugh just brought him in across the street?
I saw.
The Chargers. See that?
I did see that. I think that was a great pickup for them.
Sure.
You know, whether it be at the running back, you know, they have a pretty stacked room with Gus and JK and now Hassan. But he's a special teams demon.
Yeah, I know. And just to be fair and balanced, Jim had a front row seat to watching J.K. hit his head on the goalpost against Michigan quite a bit. It's kind of funny how there are bedfellows, right?
Right, right.
You know, in the pros. And how about this? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Your first game as a professional in the regular season is back in the state of Michigan.
Back in the state of Michigan. Hopefully I don't get too many boos, you know.
It's true that it is, you know, there will be a lot of Spartan Lion fans, I'm sure. But it's just, you know, what do you think it's going to feel like for you when you're going to get off that bus Saturday before the Lions are hosting your Rams?
You know, I think it's going to feel like, you know, any other, you know, kind of big game, whether it been my first game against, who was my first game against? Was it Michigan State? No, Minnesota, you know, freshman year of college, or, you know, the Rose Bowl, or it's going to feel like that. You know, you get off the bus and it's like, dang, you know, I really made it to the highest stage, but it's still football at the end of the day. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm super excited for next Sunday.
Blake Corum here on the Rich Eisen Show. When did you first carry a football in your life?
Oh, man. I probably first carried a football in a real practice or game.
Yeah.
Six years old. 6 years old, tackle football, never played flag.
You played tackle at age 6?
Oh, went right into it. Right into it. You know, I played for FYF Rams.
Mm-hmm. You know, for the Rams?
For the Rams. I was a Ram then, I'm a Ram now.
And this is in the state of Virginia?
Virginia. Yes, sir.
Okay. And when did you first show up on the Michigan Wolverine radar screen? When did that happen? Or when did they show up on yours?
You know, they were a little later in my recruiting process.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like maybe junior.
Okay.
Junior year, end of sophomore year.
Did Jim come to see you?
Coach Harbaugh had like these satellite camps.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he had.
But people were really pissed about that.
Yeah, he had a satellite camp in Baltimore, and I remember I went to it. I don't remember how old I was. They didn't offer me then.
Okay.
But you know, by my sophomore year, I had 20 plus offers, and then Michigan finally came, and I was like, oh, you know. Then it came down to Michigan or Ohio State for me.
Oh, okay. So, what were the pluses and the minuses for you?
Two great football programs, you know. I'll give them the credit. You know, they had a great football program, but, you know, Michigan sold me on the alumni base.
Oh, is that right?
They sold me, man, and it's been nothing but great. You know, we do have the biggest and the strongest and the most loving alumni base, as you know.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
You know, and so they sold me on that, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I committed on spot, silently.
You did?
Yeah, and then I posted a video, like, maybe 2 weeks later.
So do you notice, guys, that Blake and I can say the words Ohio State? We're fine with it. We can say that.
Yeah, we can say it, man.
Because you know what? Because we're adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're adults.
That's right.
We're not like, you know, little babies who can't say Michigan. Michigan can't even say the letter M or that school up north. I could say it.
I can say it.
Ohio State, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Like, I could say it in the form of a sentence. Like, Ohio State is the school that Blake beat 3 straight times before turning pro.
Try it without the smug.
It's not smug. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Right?
It's factual.
Well, the tone was, you know.
Like, for instance,
just saying.
The last 3, offensive rookies of the year came from Ohio State but lost to Michigan in their last game if Marvin Harrison Jr. wins offensive rookie of the year this year. How's that for a statement?
That's a fact.
Right? These are facts.
Facts.
What's wrong? What is the matter?
Yep. Those are facts, yeah. It's been a long year, Blake.
This year's gone fast, hasn't it?
Oh, flew by.
Exactly right.
Yeah, flew by.
The famous picture with you bloody at the on your nose. I could see it. There's still a mark right there.
Oh yeah, it ain't going nowhere.
Where did that come from? What happened in that play?
I believe it was second play of the game or third play of the game. Abdul Carter,
mm-hmm.
Number 11.
Yep.
Gave me a nice little hit.
Who does he play for?
In the Nittany Lions.
Okay, right. Okay.
Nittany Lions.
Right.
Helmet came down,
mm-hmm.
Split it open. It just got a little worse throughout the game. You know, we ran the ball in the second half 32 times straight, I believe.
Yes, indeed.
And so it just kept getting worse and worse. But, you know, the pitcher, that's one of the ones I have in my office and at my house.
You do?
Oh, that's a legendary pitcher in my eyes.
And when did that picture get taken?
That was right after the game when I was going to the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they took those pictures. And then a nice fan, I wish I knew their name.
Okay.
Because I would give them a shout out right now.
Sure.
But she drew the picture of me
mm-hmm.
with a pencil. I'll just send you a picture. It's unbelievable, man. It's nice.
I mean, what do you think of when you see that right there? Look at that.
Yeah. That means we went to war. You know what I mean? And the rest of the 10.
Well, I mean, what was that game like? Because you didn't know who your coach was up until game time, right? I mean, because we spoke to Sharon Moore about it, and he didn't really know until about an hour and a half before, right?
Yeah, because they didn't know if Harbaugh was going to be suspended or not. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of going with the flow. But for us, and I tell everyone this, like, that game is what determined the rest of our season.
What do you mean?
Because we were already going through adversity, but that game, you know, we think we're going to have the coach. We land, boom, you know. All getting these alerts from ESPN and all these other, you know, sites saying, you know, Harbaugh suspended, Harbaugh suspended. And it's like, okay, this is our first challenge, too, against, I think they were like a top five defense.
Sure.
You know, and a ranked team.
Yeah, that's Chop Robinson. I don't know if you play the Dolphins this year. You're going to see him again.
We'll see him again. We will see him again.
Right.
They come play us. But that was the first true definition of, you know, a team we had to go against that, you know, was gritty, you know, had a really good defense. Mm-hmm. And to do what we did, run the ball 32 times straight, after that, I knew. I was like, yeah, this team's special, man. This team's special, and we have a chance to go all the way, and we did.
Were you one of the guys who hashtag bet? Who put that out?
I didn't hashtag bet. I saw it went crazy on Twitter, but yeah. You know, I knew what it was.
That started on the plane ride, right?
It started on the plane. Yeah, as soon as we got off the plane,
right.
And we found out because of all the alerts, that's when it started. Next thing you know, alumni, everyone just started saying bet.
Well, what do you say to people who are, and you'll probably be hearing this for quite some time, and obviously you're about to be a pro and this stuff is in your rearview mirror. Yeah. What do you say to people who say that the controversy and the, you know, the issues were brought on by Michigan itself, and that you used something that you brought on yourself, Blake?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, people can say whatever they want. You know, the toughest part of our schedule was the end of the year. You know, we didn't have any help, if that's what they think we had.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out and opened a can of whoop, you know what I'm saying, on everyone else.
Right.
You know, so they can say whatever they want, you know, whatever they want to say about Michigan, about the school, about Team 144. But, you know, you know, the rest of the Michigan alum, you know, the people inside Schembechler Hall, we know what we put in, man. We know we had a great team. We know we had great coaches. And we went out, beat Alabama. We beat Washington. We beat Penn State. We beat Ohio State. You know, we won a Big Ten. You know, that was the toughest part of the schedule right there. So they can say whatever they want. You know, we won.
That Rose Bowl for fourth quarter and overtime.
Yeah.
Walk me through what was going on the sideline.
You know, for me and for the rest of the team, you know, we knew we had one last drive to score.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the team, if we score, we're going to win. You know, and it was fourth and one. You know, in my opinion, I thought we were about to call a timeout just to get into the right play. But JJ hit me on that little flat route.
Yeah.
And we went on. We had a little penalty on the play, but Roman came back and made a huge play after that penalty he had.
Yeah.
And we went into overtime. And we went into overtime. You know, I'm one of my favorite players ever, you know, is Kobe. You know, like a lot of players, just because of his mindset, it's like, you know, I kind of want the ball. You know, and then, you know, Coach Moore. You know, the offensive line had a great push. Receivers blocked really well. Tight ends blocked really well. First play, ran gap scheme, got 9 yards. Second play, we score. And then we had the best defense in the nation. You know, I knew we were going to, you know, shut them out, even though Alabama was good. But, you know, I knew if we won the Rose Bowl, we were going to win the Natty.
So you really were thinking about Kobe?
Oh, 100%.
In overtime?
100%. I think about Kobe all the time. Like, even growing up as a kid, like, just watching it on YouTube, like, his mindset, the Mamba mindset. It's really inspirational, man. I used to be in my 8 years old in my bedroom at night, you know, doing push-ups, sit-ups, just trying to get better, you know, because Kobe said, you know, you have 24 hours a day, you know, to get better. How can you outbetter your competition? And, you know, I kind of tried to live by that, you know, what Kobe said, because in my opinion, he's one of the greatest ever in any sport.
And now look at you, a kid who's first toted the rock as a 6-year-old for a team known as the Rams.
Yeah.
Playing professionally in Los Angeles, Kobe's town.
It's crazy. Actually, you know, my fiance and I, we went to his memorial. It was impacting, man. It was took this trail where, you know, the crash happened. It was sad, but, you know, we went and saw his memorial.
You did?
Yeah, we did. We did.
So what else do you want to share about that? Is there anything to share?
You know, it was just an impacting moment, knowing that, you know, his daughter, himself, you know, a couple others, you know, died in that crash. But when we went to the trail, it really wasn't a trail that was paved out. You kind of had to pave it yourself,
you
know?
Of course, yeah.
You're hearing rattlesnakes and stuff in the woods and whatnot. But when you got up there, it was a ton of basketballs, jerseys. You know, so many people had love for Kobe because of the type of player he was. And I remember watching a YouTube video. He tried to play every game because he knew kids would come to the arena just to watch him play. So that's why he played almost every game, unless he was seriously injured or something like that. But I have a tremendous amount of respect for Kobe and, you know, what he's done for all sports, not just basketball.
And you feel the same way about when you perform?
I feel the same way. Best believe if I can be on that field You know, if it's something minor, I'm a fight through it. Just like when I tore my meniscus, I tried playing Ohio State game.
I remember.
You know, I just wasn't stable enough, but I gave it my best shot. And, you know, that's just because I remember being a youngin', you know, going to high school games and wanting to watch Cortez Carter, who was a high schooler in my area, running back, or, you know, watching college players and wanting to make sure or wanting to watch them play. And so I want to give the same thing to the younger generation of the kids that want to see me play.
And have you spoken to, speaking of meniscus tear, JJ McCarthy?
Yeah, I reached out to him.
What was the conversation like, if you were willing to share?
Yeah, I reached out to him. I told him, whatever you need, man, you know, feel free to reach out. You know, I know what you're going through. I went through the same thing.
Right.
You know, it's something minor. You know, you're going to come back stronger than ever. You know, it's better to get it done the repair way instead of snipping it. Which I believe all the doctors, you know, would agree. And so he's doing it the right way. I know he's going to come back stronger than ever. I know, you know, he's going to, you know, train. I know he's already getting rehab on it, right?
Right.
So, you know, he'll be out maybe 6 months. But I told him, whatever you need, you know, I'm here for you. Whatever, you have any advice, you know, on the rehab part of it, you know, like I said, I went through it. It's something small, man. You'll be back.
And how much contact do you have with Team 145 that kicks off against Fresno State?
You know, I sent them a video first day of camp, you know, like a little motivational video that the Michigan does. Even when I was there, you know, former players would send in videos. And so I sent one in the first day of camp, you know, just letting them know the expectations. You know, nothing's changed. You know, go get it, basically, to sum up what I said. But, you know, I talked to them here and there, and I know they're locked in. I know they've been grinding. And I'm excited to see, you know, what they do Saturday night, tomorrow night, man.
Sure.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, I mean, so what insight can you give? Again, the defending national champs go back out there, and the expectation level is, you know, Michigan might not even finish top three in the Big Ten, with Oregon now in and Ohio State loaded for bear again, and you and JJ gone, and Sandra still gone, and Roman Wilson gone. I mean, we could go down the list of everybody that got drafted by Michigan. Harbaugh's across the street now with the Chargers, and Sharon Moore's in his first year with a new quarterback. What's your message about the expectation level for Michigan football here?
I believe, and this is just, you know, winner's mindset. You go into each season, you know, going in, I'm going to win every game, you know, and how do you do that? And at least how did we do it? You know, one day at a time, one game at a time, 1 week at a time, you know, just because, you know, Fresno State's a good team, you know, but don't think about playing, you know,
Texas next week.
You know, we had to focus on the moment, you know what I'm saying? And so my message to the team is basically treat every team the same. You know, last year's last year. This is a new team, so new leaders need to step up, right? Our defense is going to be phenomenal. You know, we lost a lot on the offensive side. We lost some defensive players, but not as many as we did on the offensive side.
Right.
You know, so this is where you make a statement for yourself. You know, the new players, new offensive line coming in, make a statement for yourself. You know, just because this isn't Team 144 doesn't mean, you know, Team 145 isn't going to be good. Y'all have the ability to be greater than us. You have to believe it, and you have to be willing to put in the work and, you know, attack each and every day, you know, with the mindset that, you know, no one's going to beat us. So, you know, I think it's going to be a great year for them. You know, they might, you know, face some, you know, trials and tribulations, you know, throughout the season. They have a tough schedule. You know, they have a tough schedule, but I believe in them boys, man. I really do.
Now you're in the alumni base, huh?
I am.
What sold you on Michigan? You're part of it.
I'm part of it now, you know, so whatever they need, you know, I got them.
And you can't control what's going on that field.
Can't.
Nor can you control whether you're going to be around, right? I mean, you're going to be in flight during Michigan and Texas. Because, by the way, what a weekend that's going to be in the state of Michigan. Because it's Michigan hosting Texas.
Yep.
And then the next night, the Rams and Lions renew acquaintances from the playoffs last year.
That was a great game. That was a great game. So it's going to be a phenomenal weekend in the state of Michigan.
So tell me, just before I let you go here, you've got your fiance sitting here.
100%.
What's her name again?
Micaiah.
Micaiah, I'm sorry to talk about you as if you're not sitting here. So you have a fiance.
Yeah.
You've got a professional contract.
Yeah.
What's next for you?
There's a lot of things, you know, boiling right now. I'm about to open up a restaurant back home.
Okay. In Virginia?
In Virginia.
Okay.
BC Greens is the name.
Okay.
Just got the building for that.
Okay.
In stealth mode with some NIL things right now to help kids make more money.
Okay.
You know, but other than that, you know, just being where my feet are, man, just enjoying the moment. You know, this is something I've always dreamed about, and, you know, I'm going to keep the main thing, and that's football. You know, my beautiful fiance, you know, family, I'm going to keep the main thing, but I have other things, you know, boiling up right now that I think are going to be good.
2-2, huh? You got your college number twice over.
Hey, twice over. And I wore 2-2 in youth ball one time, too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
For the Rams?
I was 24 for the Rams.
Okay. Man, I'm just trying to bring everything full circle here.
Nah. But it's crazy. I you know, when the Rams called me and told me I could pick whatever number, it was like 22, 26, a couple other numbers. I was like, I'll go with 22. And I'm in my hometown. And everywhere I went, 22 started popping up. And we thought it was just so crazy. Like, we went to a restaurant and they gave us a number to put on our table, and it was 22. And then we went to Old Town Warrington. We saw the 22 on the sign. It's like, hey, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Well, I can't wait to see what you do. I don't know if you saw my reaction when you got drafted.
I love it. I love it.
Because I know who you are. I know what you can do. I know who Sean McVay is. I know who Les Snead is. I know what they do. And I know you're perfect for it. You know, and I know, and Kyren Williams showed last year how you can go from college and do very well in the system if you have a certain game. You have a very similar game.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know what, you know, you can be as well. And it's perfect.
It's
a perfect
most
thing, too. Your pressure, like, you don't have to be the guy either in the same way that you have been for our alumni base.
Yeah.
You know, and so you don't have to be that. And you could just live your life and go crush it.
Go crush it, man. It's the best scenario, I think, coming to the Rams. The culture, you know, the love that Coach McVay and the rest of the coaches have for the players.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a genius when it comes to especially offensive schemes and being a head coach. You know, I love coming to work every day, you know, and that's a good thing, you know. It's just perfect. I'm so glad I ended up with the Rams and their organization. It's amazing.
Don't let Stafford talk about Georgia that much, okay? But I'm bitter because Georgia punked Michigan, as you know.
Right.
I think was that Aiden Hutchinson's last game.
That was his last game. I think that might have been his, man.
Yeah, that was his last game.
They gave us a whooping.
Yeah, before you see him as a Lion. I mean, what's that going to be like when you're coming around the end and you might see 97 standing?
I might
right
have
there
to give him a little chip. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you're a professional now. You know, it just I had to wear a Georgia hat on NFL Network.
Did you?
I did. But many, many years I wore Ohio State gear on this program. I did a lot of stuff in our name. But
the last 3 years have been good for
you. You have no earthly idea. These guys are done hearing about it. But
it's great having you, Blake. Good to see you.
They're excited about a new college football season. But I'll never turn the page on Team 144. Nor you, sir. You have a home here all the time.
I appreciate that.
Good luck to you, Blake Corum.
Thank you.
You got it. Blake Corum here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Los Angeles Rams. When we come back, it's a What's More Likely Friday and phone calls in the AFC East, we predict, as we get you set for Labor Day. Hey, everybody, you know we're living in a new age of football with the expanded college football playoff, NIL, conference realignment, and increasing popularity of the draft. The landscape is changing, and it's changing quickly, and it can be confusing, but you know you're still into it. That's where the new podcast, The Triple Option, comes in. Each week, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, host Rob Stone, and three-time national champion coach Urban Meyer team up to bring on the biggest guests in college football, pro football, and anything related to the culture of the game. They cover it all, from top stories to recent changes and shifts in the game, the culture surrounding it, and everything in between. So get in the game today. Follow and subscribe to The Triple Option on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Triple Option on YouTube as well. New episodes drop Wednesday mornings. Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Now, you told him about how you are the Bill Walsh of audio executives.
Exactly,
you
yeah.
can't screw these up. Your favorite catchphrase from the original Predator. Go ahead. Here's one.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
All right. That's number one. Here's number two.
Okay.
Get to the chopper!
Can't hear them at all.
Okay.
You can't hear them. Yes.
You can't hear them.
So what I'm going to do, I'm doing this blindfolded. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, did Bill Walsh not have the volume up? Did the Bill Walsh of sound engineers not have the volume up for the segment?
Beats.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
we can
boy.
Kill it.
This is not bode well.
Can you go? There's a method to his madness. Do you want to try one more time now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, man.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Okay, if it bleeds, you
if it
can
bleeds,
kill
we
it.
Can kill it.
Okay, here's the next one.
Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper.
And here's the other one.
One ugly mother.
Okay, there's that one.
Okay.
Start bench cut.
All right, get to the chopper. Gets cut. Because it's only an incidental line, and the only reason we remember it is because he's Austrian. If anybody else said, get to the choppers, it wouldn't have been a line. It wouldn't have been a line. It's only because he's Austrian. Cut. It's superfluous. We're going to bench your one ugly MF-er. So what you're going to do is you're going to start, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Because it's a succinct line, and it's done in a very naturalistic way.
If it bleeds. We can kill it.
Very well done. Now, for everybody else who comes in here on the Rich Eisen Show, we're going to show
I'm
them.
I'm setting the bar
you know,
here.
We're going to show them this start bench cut because you have raised the bar, Keegan.
Setting
Michael
the bar
King.
Right here.
We're going to edit out Del Tufo messing up the audio. We're going to edit that
can
out.
Can you edit that,
we're
out?
Edit that out?
No, it's
too
it's
good.
Perfect.
Keegan is coming back on the show in a couple weeks. We'll have a lot of fun with him, as always. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I appreciate you guys indulging me again.
He's a great dude, man.
He's one to root for.
You've made me a fan over the last few years of you pounding the table for them.
I just see the way he is with kids. That's all you need to know. That's... it's just great. I'm rooting for him.
Yeah. Rich, during the draft, Chris and I were watching on the plane coming home from the draft.
Yes.
And you know, at this point, I'm rooting against Blake because I want him to drop to the Cowboys.
Oh, he wanted him on the Cowboys.
Why not?
I'm sitting next to Brock. I'm like, oh my God, Blake, four picks away, we're going to get him. And then so he got.
Don't worry, you would have passed on him anyway.
Oh, how dare you,
Balake!
Balake.
Where is Balake at?
You know, you see that, Chris, I tried to be nice to Rich, and then he got to come and, like, talk out the side of his neck.
I know. Well, I mean, unfortunately.
Tell me I'm wrong, Chris.
Probably.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I've learned my lesson.
Dan in Indiana has been hanging on for 2+. How are you, Dan?
Hey, can you hear me, Rich?
I can, Dan. Can you hear me?
What to do, baby?
Hey, doing good. I can hear you. Happy Friday and happy Labor Day.
Same to you, sir.
So I wanted to first just take a deep breath in a sigh of relief that Brandon is finally signed.
Yep.
And then on top of that, just I want to defend Mr. Lynch, John Lynch, our GM, because I really admire that he plays hardball, not just with our own guys. He sticks up for putting the team first, as a GM should, but then he does the same thing with everybody. So, like, I can understand a more casual fan's reaction to, like, well, why didn't we get this done in May? Like, he tries to do his best to make everybody happy at the expense of the fans, you could argue. But at the end of the day, Brandon got his money, and he said, I was only going to trade you if I was going to get an equally good receiver in return. You can look through his entire history, and he plays hardball, I should say. And, I don't know. I don't know. I think that John shouldn't get, excuse me, that much that much thrown at him for this Brandon deal. It got done.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it, man. In the same respect of when some, and thanks for the call, Dan. And in the same respect that when any player that you send a ton of draft choices for, or you spend a lot of draft capital on to trade up to go get, does well, you never mention the draft compensation. In the same way you sign somebody for all this money, the guy does well, you don't talk about it. If they don't do well, you talk about it. It's really that simple. And Purdy's going to get his, and if you want Purdy to do well, you've got to have someone to throw the ball to, and Ayuk's going to be that guy. Certainly if Kittle's getting up in years and you don't want to pay a tight end 15 per, as he currently is, or Debo's obviously now underpaid. Isn't that amazing how a couple years ago he was getting his? Funny now he's underpaid, so on and so forth. So, but that's why you get Trent Williams done and try and go win the Super Bowl. That's it. Because if they win the Super Bowl and they do well, these guys do well, we're not talking about it. Who as cares? There's a parade.
Yeah. Who cares?
Would the parade be in San Jose or down Lombard Street?
Santa Clara.
I know. Well, San Jose is like the, with all due respect to Santa Clara, San Jose is just up the street. It's much, you know, it's a little larger. Or do you do it in San Francisco? Interesting. Those are first class problems yeah. to be dealt with down the road, right? Where's where I go? Pat, we want to do the top one. Let's do here. Port Richey, right? Is that where Port Richey? Where's beautiful Port Richey? Pat, you there? Port Richey, Florida. What's up, Pat?
Yeah. Not too much. I called in once before and congratulated you on Michigan, but I didn't get to finish my statement.
Okay.
And the statement I got three things. This is the first one. That the Big Ten took the last national championship, period. Michigan took it.
Mm-hmm.
There will never be another Big Ten, per se,
okay.
national championship. And you know, if you remember, I'm a Ohio State guy. So
I appreciate it, Pat.
And second, I really loved the way you talked about the Columbus hockey player.
I'm with you.
That is great the way you did.
Thank you, Pat.
And that is about it.
All right. Thank you for the call, Pat. I just want to make sure you get it all in.
I don't want to hang up the channel, but
I hear you.
I watch you every day.
Thanks, Pat.
I even put up with all the Michigan stuff. No problem.
Pat, you're stronger than us.
Oh,
thanks for the call, Pat.
By the way, if you ever want to pull one on Brockman,
okay.
take his computer and hide it. He'd be go berserk.
Thank you, Pat. Pat and Port Richey, everybody. You got it all in. I love that. It's like, I've called once before, and I didn't get a chance to say everything I wanted to say. That's why I want to make sure Pat got it all
so
out there.
He got Del Tufo, fat finger.
Del Tufo had to have been here.
Quick trigger finger.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love how Pat thinks you have your computer there because you're so buttoned up statistically.
That's right.
As opposed to, you know, you're probably just doing some other stuff.
I'm posting videos right now.
I know that.
Normally, I am doing a lot of other things.
I understand. He also will look down and do this stuff because he's uninterested in talking about Michigan football.
I got a lot done while during Blake, that. While Blake was here.
You got a lot of busy work done while Blake was here.
There are a lot of buttons over
good
here.
Good one.
That's like the first year of the show. That might be a 10-year-old clip.
I like it. All right, here we go. It's a Friday. It's time for What's More Likely. Hit it, please. Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, what do you got over there?
Fellas, happy Friday. Everybody
same,
good?
Same.
3-day weekend, looking forward to that. All right, we've been talking a lot about these dudes. So who's more likely, the newly paid receiver, to have as many catches this season as millions they signed for?
CD.
Ayuk 120 or CD 136?
Oh, my gosh. How many did CD have last year? 160, right?
Catches?
What do you have last year?
Like 118.
118? I'll go Lamb. Who else? You don't have stats on your computer. You are totally busted.
Well, I didn't have those. He actually had 135 last year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I will go CeeDee Lamb, pal. Who else you got there in Dallas? Who's your
Brandon Cooks? Who gets 1,000 yards every year, no matter what?
Does he?
He's still there.
Who else?
He's been injured, right?
Jalen Tolbert.
Okay.
You know,
Jalen's.
Who do you have in for the Jets besides Garrett Wilson?
Nothing to do. That's not a Jet thing.
What is? Because you always kind of get
not a
you
Jet
always get
thing.
Kind of like the Cowboys, and you're a Jets fan.
It's
and
my
they
way.
To drive me up because it's the
excuse
Jets.
Excuse me. It's just be a little bit more professional.
Me?
Listen.
Amazing.
Listen. There's Debo. There's McCaffrey. There's Kittle. I mean, do I need to say more? He's got to share. There's more.
That's Pat.
There's more people at the table.
Lamb is going to be quadruple teamed all year.
Like last year, he wasn't. Let me ask you a question. And this is very personal to me. Very personal to me, because I was in a fantasy final, and David Njoku damn near won for my opposition because he had like 100 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first quarter against the Jets on the Thursday night game. And here I was hoping that at least the Lions are going to know you got to cover 88, right? 92-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Longest by any player in the NFL last year.
That CeeDee Lamb Dak stack last year won a lot of people some trophies.
So I'm going to go with CeeDee Lamb here.
I think that's a wise choice. How about the more likely division to get 3 playoff teams this year?
AFC North.
Or the NFC North.
I'll go AFC North.
AFC North or NFC North?
The AFC North does not have a rookie quarterback within it, do they?
Well, Deshaun Watson basically is a rookie quarterback with how much he's played.
Come on, man. I'm hoping for a big season from Caleb as you are predicting. But come on, man. And I appreciate Jordan Palmer saying that Sam Darnold can get the Vikings to the playoffs. I'm not saying he cannot. This is not called what's going to happen. It's called what's more likely. So what's more likely? It's the AFC North with Burrow.
You think they just beat up on each other all year?
And
it's the black and blue division.
Lamar and, you got Watson and or Russ. So I'll go with that. What else?
All right. Okay. How about this one, looking ahead to week one? More likely to be the sneakiest good week one game.
Yeah?
Panthers-Saints, Vikings-Giants.
Oh, man. I'll go Panthers-Saints. I'll go Panthers-Saints on you.
I kind of agree with you. There's a lot riding on that game for being a week one contest.
Oh, yes. We haven't seen Bryce Young play a snap since last year's disaster.
Why hasn't he played?
I don't know.
What are they hiding?
I don't know. And did he play the final preseason game? I must have missed that. Okay.
He did? All right.
I guess we shouldn't be talking out of our orifice then. I'll go Panthers Saints. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Derek Carr, and you think Spencer Rattler is going to be the quarterback by Thanksgiving?
Rattler,
by Halloween?
Buzz is through the roof.
Yeah. Although Sam Darnold back in MetLife. And we'll see what Daniel Jones looks like week one and what this Giants team is. It'll be of interest.
I know everyone's just kind
but
of
I'll take Panther
look
Saints.
Past these games because there's other super sexy matchups.
I'll take Panther
I
Saints.
Think these are going to be pretty good.
What else, Chris?
How about this one?
Yeah.
Chris, you think Spencer Rattler is going to
be the Saints quarterback Halloween?
That was an overreaction Monday subject matter. Everybody check out the podcast.
Got the stamp of approval from the only Saints fan I know.
What else?
I worded this one very particularly, so pay attention.
Yes, sir.
Buffalo quarterback to win a trophy this year. Shedeur Sanders wins the Heisman.
Nice.
Josh Allen wins MVP.
Well, I see what you did there.
Dude, we saw Shedeur last night throw for 400, you know, and
45
that,
and
dude,
4 touchdowns.
Travis Hunter
that
is
dude.
So special.
Heisman.
I said last night
number
that,
one pick.
I said last night that Travis Hunter is ridiculously special. And the number of pushback I got back, it's North Dakota State. You know, let's see the play a real competition. I mean, one guy, it doesn't matter. Some dude was draped all over him, and Shedeur threw it kind of in the wrong window, and he still grabbed it.
Still caught it.
And then, you know, Colorado, those are as those two go, I think is Prime's team is going to go. Well, yeah. As of right now, it's just one game. Or Josh Allen win MVP. I think the Bills have just, they've got an uphill climb. I'm beginning to be part of that conventional wisdom.
Interesting.
To potentially preview our AFC East predictions.
Hey now.
I'll say Shador winning a Heisman at this point in time. But it's just one game. They got Nebraska next week. Will Compton's feeling good about himself. That'll be a tough order right there, but let's see what he does. What else, Chris?
All right, a couple more. How about this one? College football kicking off in bulk this weekend. Conference to have the national champion this year, Big Ten or SEC?
I'll go Big Ten.
What if it's Ohio State? Will you be happy?
No. I'll be particularly unhappy.
No. So you're not one of those that like root for the...
Yeah, like they all are for, you know what I mean? Michigan. Like the reverse is the same.
You don't think they were rooting for you guys last year?
Hell no.
Oh, interesting.
All of a sudden, they were a bunch of people in Columbus looking for purple to wear. Get out of here. You really think they were rooting for Michigan that night?
I don't know.
Just because they want to root for the Big Ten?
Yeah, college football is super territorial. Like guess that, what? You want your conference to win. You want your division to win.
Chris, you said you didn't know, but you know. And you're inside of
here. Get out of here.
You know.
Get out of here. I think Oregon's got a great chance to win it this year.
Yeah, they're among the favorites.
You know, and
yeah,
Oregon versus, and again, normally I'd say Oregon versus Ohio State will be the big difference maker, but both will make the playoffs, and we'll see what happens. Yeah. Playoffs. Who from the SEC? Is it going to be Georgia? Who else from Georgia? Is it Texas? We'll see what happens in a couple of weeks.
Texas is ranked 4, I think, right now.
What else you got?
All right, last one. These Dodgers first to 80 wins. Who's going to finish with the best record in baseball? Dodgers, Yankees, Phillies.
I have no earthly idea.
All three have the best record.
I would guess Dodgers right now if I had to.
Top three wins right now.
I would guess Dodgers if I had to right now. For sure. You could take the music down on NFL Films for the Dodgers. Sounds a little weird.
Now, the bigger question is, do one of those teams, if I give you World Series, those three are the field?
Why wouldn't you take the field right now?
That's how it's been going the last few years.
It's not like the Dodgers curb stomped the Orioles, right? And then on top of it, you know, the Royals and Guardians are playing excellent baseball right now. Dude, this is not the Major League Baseball of when we grew up.
I know.
I mean, everyone's within one game of each other. Why wouldn't we're going to Kansas City next week.
Huge series while we're there.
I know that.
Guardians, Royals.
Why can't the Royals just go on a tear and win the World Series this year? How crazy is that idea? It's not crazy.
Not crazy.
What
at
if
all.
Houston catches fire? Yordan Alvarez, you know.
They have. They were once in the last place in that division, and now they lead by 4.
Yordan Alvarez, it's funny. Jake Culp, who puts together our terrific reels for this program. I'll give you a shout out, Jake. I was looking for when are you putting this reel up? And from today, and he goes, "Oh, I was at the I thought I would get it done on the way to the Phillies game, but I couldn't post it on the way to the Phillies game." I'm like, "Well, at least Yordan sent you home early."
Yeah.
And he wrote back, "Ha ha, you're right.
3 See? Home runs that game.
Very disrespectful."
It's not disrespectful. It's the way we talk to one another. It's the way you talk to me.
Yeah, it's disrespectful. I'm just saying.
It's not disrespectful.
As East Coasters, that's how we talk to each other.
So, he sent you home early, didn't he? Yeah. That third home run got you.
So you're like, so got you in the car to post it.
I know we're all excited for football with good reason. Obviously, baseball is going to be so good the last month of the season.
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially
the top teams are all so close to each other.
Are the Mets making it?
Bro, I mean, especially when you thought your team was going to tank this year. So we're 70-64. Look, we're 9 games out. We're not catching the Phillies, but
you're 3 games back in the wild card.
3 games, yeah. So yeah.
Red Sox are what, 5 back or something?
3.5 back.
So there you go.
We're in it too.
Hey, we're all in it,
fellas. We're all in it.
Isn't this great?
Hey,
the 3 of us. And Feller, I don't know who he roots for.
All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's sneak in another phone call. And then the predicting of the AFC East. We'll do that. That's next on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light? like fixed or quick service, they'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, yeah, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game-changing. So right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time, only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details. All right, let's try and sneak in a win-loss game in the Roku-only segment. Spencer in Ohio, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Spencer?
Hey, Rich, thanks for taking my call.
You got it. We got to get right into it because we have less than 2 minutes. You want to play for the Browns? Is that what you want to do?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. What happens when the Cowboys come to town?
Easy win.
No. Ah, I love it. Yes. At the Jaguars.
Another easy win.
Attaboy. Home for the Giants.
That's a win, too.
Oh, boy. 3-0 at the Raiders.
Another easy win.
Oh, very easy wins at the Commanders.
That one's going to be close, but we're going to win.
All right. 5-0 at the Eagles.
Yeah, we're going to lose that one.
All right. You got to give one up. 5-1 home for the Bengals.
Burrow's like 1-5 against us. He's going to be 1-6.
6-1 for the, against the Ravens at home.
That's a loss.
6-2 home for the Chargers.
That's a win.
7-2 off the bye at the Saints.
We beat them so bad they fire their coach.
8-2 home for the Steelers on Thursday night.
Got somebody fired.
We can beat Russell Wilson.
9-2 at the Broncos on a Monday night.
That's going to be a loss. I don't trust Sean Payton.
9-3 at the Steelers.
We can beat Justin Fields.
10-3. I love the information here. 10-3 home for the Chiefs.
We're going to lose that one.
10-4 at the Bengals on a Thursday night.
Burrow's going to get hot. We're going to lose that one.
10-5 home for the Dolphins.
Tua in Cleveland in December. That's an easy win.
All right. And then the final one at the Ravens.
That's a win.
12-5.
Wow.
Thank you for the call, Spencer in Ohio. And he just had a sort of a very calm, cool.
He did.
And,
I liked it.
You know, edgy demeanor.
It was great.
That was very good.
It was great.
Very well done.
First pick,
back
though.
On the Rich Eisen Show here. Game Time Tickets. Get the mobile app and find out about Game Time Picks. It's a new feature. We've been telling you about the all-in pricing feature quite a bit. That's still there. You get to see your entire total of your tickets that you're interested in up front, so there's no surprise fees at checkout. There's still that seat view that we've been telling you about, the panoramic view from your seat in the app you could see before you buy. Game Time Picks is a new feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste any time searching through thousands of tickets. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time, football tickets in particular. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code Rich. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem our code RICH. You get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. All right, it's time to predict the AFC East. Who wants to go first? Chris Brockman, you want to go first?
Sure, let's
go first. The AFC East, it's our first division in the American Football Conference. Who wins it? What do you got for me right here, Chris?
I think it's finally the Miami Dolphins' time. They win the division for the first time since, like 08 or something. I just think they're a really good football team. They extended Mike McDaniel today. Tua's going to play the whole season and put up crazy stats. They're really good. I think they figure out the road late end of the year stuff.
Okay, who finishes second?
The Jets are second. They're just more talented than the Bills. And obviously the Patriots are last. I think it's going to be a tough Bills season. Probably 9-8, something like that. I don't know if the Jets make the playoffs, but they're definitely better than the other two teams.
TJ, what do you have over there, sir?
I mean, much like yesterday, Chris and I can copy and paste. I'm going Dolphins, Jets, Bills, and Pats. And it's not that I feel the Bills aren't going to be good. I think they're going to win nine games. But I don't know, man. As much as I hate to say it, I think your Jets, as long as A-Rod stays healthy, you guys are going to, you know, you have a fighting chance every week. So Dolphins, Jets, Bills, Pats.
Alex Rodriguez, as long as he stays healthy, is what it is?
A-Raj.
Jets are really talented, man.
I went back. You know how I feel about the Dolphins. Yeah. I think it is their time. Yeah. I think it's their time.
Oh,
I think
agree.
That they are one of the fastest teams in the league, and I think Tua being paid and talking the way that he's talking right now, he's removed the salt, and he's just flat out.
Real talk
to him. You know, real talk to him, right? So I kind of dig it. I can't wait to see what that looks like this year. And the Patriots are last. I went back and forth on this, man, because you know how I feel about Josh Allen. And you know
I'm
how
putting the Patriots last?
No, I went and forth on who's second and who's third.
Yeah, me too. This was kind of
you know, I wrote in Bills and then I wrote in Jets and because I and then I switched it back up and then I switched it to what you guys are saying. The Jets have a better roster than the Bills right now, which is
sure.
where I don't know the last time I was able to say it. And that offensive line, that's the thing that they hit. And as long as they stay healthy, they are deeper at that position too. But I just think, again, and I do this at my own peril, because Josh Allen is that special and he's anything but overrated. I still don't understand that.
I'd like to know what kind of trash he talks about.
But he had a funny tweet celebrating that he was the number one trash
talker.
Good
for him. He's a funny guy, and he's not funny when you're trying to beat him, though.
I'm a fan.
But that's we're all the same right there.
Wow.
We're all chalk on the AFC East. Before we go, let's take this call. Scott in Glasgow, Scotland. What's up, Scott? Yes.
How we doing?
What's going on, Scott?
What's up, fella?
Hey, cheers, guys. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
What do you want to talk about, Scott?
I was hoping to do a win-loss game for the Baltimore Ravens.
I love it. Let's get to it. We only have 2 minutes left here. Scott in Scotland.
Let's go, lad.
What happens? What happens on this coming Thursday in KC?
Tell me this, Rich. If the Lions can go into Arrowhead and get a win opening weekend last year, why can't we? That's a win.
Home for the Raiders.
That's a win.
At the Cowboys.
TJ, I love the Dirty Dom shirt today, but we're taking a nice chunk out of the pie. That's a win.
3-0 home for the Bills.
We're beating the Bills. That's a win.
4-0 at the Bengals.
I think we'll split with the Bengals this year. That's our first loss.
4-1 home for the Commanders.
We'll beat the Commanders. Easy.
5-1 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a Monday night.
I like the Bucs. People are sleeping on the Bucs this year, but Baker's 3-6 against the Ravens, so give me the win there.
You might also be sleeping on it. I think that game starts at 2 a.m. your time. At the Browns.
I think we'll split with the Browns, too, so that's a loss.
Okay, you're now 6-2, home for the Broncos.
Win against the Broncos.
7-2, home for the Bengals on a Thursday night.
Win against the Bengals.
8-2 at the Steelers.
Win there as well.
9-2 at the Chargers on a Monday night.
Harbaugh Bowl there, buzzing for it. We'll get the win.
10-2 home for the Eagles.
We'll lose to the Eagles.
10-3 off the bye at the Giants.
We'll beat the Giants. Come on.
11-3 home for the Steelers on a Saturday.
Sorry, Steelers, you're not getting Brandon Ayuk, but you are getting swept by the Ravens. That's a win.
12-3 at the Texans on Christmas.
We'll lose that one. CJ Stroud's good.
And then the Browns at home.
We'll finish with a win, Rich.
13-4. Scott in Scotland.
Fella.
Cheers, I Scott. Love it. Well done.
Love it.
An international flavor win-loss game.
Awesome. I'll back sometime, Scott.
And I appreciate him staying on hold for as long as he did to play that game.
We're international, Rich.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.